Congressional hearing on Russia.
We don't know the answers to some very basic questions.
Supreme Court confirmation showdown.
A lot of pressure on Democratic senators to oppose Gorsuch.
The struggle over your genetic profile.
It's hard to imagine a good reason for wanting this information.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. On Twitter about an hour ago, President Trump called today's Capitol Hill hearing on Russia fake news. His broadside comes as lawmakers are set to question the FBI director about Russia's election meddling and Mr. Trump's allegation that President Obama tapped his phones. We're live in Washington with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Panel says he hopes James Comey says today, once and for all, that President Obama did not order a wiretap of Trump Tower. Adam Schiff was on CBS this morning.
Certainly that puts the director in an awkward position of criticizing the president. But it's time to put this to rest.
There's plenty more lawmakers hope to hear from Comey at this public hearing about Russian attempts to interfere with American democracy. The committee's Republican chairman wants to get to the bottom of how Michael Flynn's phone calls with the Russian ambassador became public knowledge. Those intercepts would have been highly classified, and the president tweets the leak is the real story that everyone should be looking into. Steve?
It's a busy day in Washington. Senate hearings open this morning for Supreme Court nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch, CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford.
There's no question that he's qualified. The question is whether Democrats will say he's too extreme and move to block his nomination. Democrats and liberal groups argue that this is not his seat to have, and they are, you know, still very angry that Republicans block President Obama's nominee for the seat, Judge Merrick Garland. So Democrats are going to want to know where Gorsuch stands on a wide range of social issues, and they say if he is shown to be out of the mainstream, they will use every tool available to oppose him.
The Republican health care bill is set for a House vote on Thursday. Democrats are solidly against it, and CBS's Major Garrett says key members of the GOP are too.
Tonight, President Trump will hold a rally in Kentucky to whip up support, and the Republican divisions are quite visible there. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell embraced that plan in an op-ed in today's Louisville Courier-Journal, while Kentucky's other Republican senator, Rand Paul, called it Obamacare light and therefore worthy of defeat.
Another bill in Congress would allow companies to request genetic testing for their employees with health insurance, and those who refuse could effectively be charged more for coverage. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox thinks everyone wins. Allow companies to offer 30% premium discounts to employees who undergo genetic testing as part of a company wellness program.
It will save people money, and it also will help them achieve a better quality of life.
I think it would feel like a penalty.
That's Jocelyn Linder. A fatal genetic illness runs in her family, a private tragedy she wouldn't want to share with an employer. Nancy Cox of the American Society of Human Genetics, among those opposing the bill.
There are possibilities for misusing genetic information that make it very important for this information to be private.
What price privacy under this bill? Opponents argue a family of four that refused genetic testing could end up paying some $1,500 a year more for health insurance than those who agreed to it. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
For the second time in 4 days, a federal judge in Hawaii has shot down the Trump administration after first blocking the revised travel ban. Judge Derek Wilson refused a White House request for more clarification. South Korea says North Korea's weekend rocket test showed meaningful progress. As he returned to Washington from Florida, President Trump was asked about North Korea's leader.
He's acting very, very badly. I will tell you, he's acting very badly.
He's acting very badly, the president said. Secretary of State Tillerson, after meetings with his Chinese counterpart, said the situation's reached a dangerous level. Fire crews have controlled some of the wildfires burning west of Boulder, Colorado, but other blazes still pose a threat to homes. Mark Sandercott is among hundreds of people who've left the area.
I grabbed my backpack, grabbed the most essential things that I thought I needed and some water, and just left.
Officials say the fires may have been started by careless campers. Family members are pleading with Tennessee school teacher Tad Cummins to give up and release a kidnapped 15-year-old student. Cummins and Elizabeth Thomas were last seen a week ago. James Thomas is the girl's brother.
Even if he doesn't go with her, if he could leave her somewhere safe and let the police know where she is so we can have her, if he can just drop her off in a public place.
The FBI believes Cummins sexually exploited the teenager. 16 months ago, an autistic boy was shot and killed by authorities in Louisiana, ending a chase with his father, who was critically wounded. Now, as Dave Cohen of WWL Radio tells us, one of the two lawmen who fired the fatal shots goes on trial today.
Two deputy marshals opened fire on a vehicle, shooting and killing a six-year-old boy.
The only question is, what were these officers thinking as they were pulling the trigger?
Loyola University law professor Dane Cialino says this is going to be an emotional trial.
The shooting victim is a young child. The question is whether that mistake was reasonable under all the circumstances.
Prosecutors say the officers murdered the autistic six-year-old. The defense says it was justified after the cops chased the boy's father and feared for their lives. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Physicist Stephen Hawking is making plans to go into space.
Richard Branson has offered me a seat on Virgin Galactic, and I said yes immediately.
But it's not clear when Branson's Virgin Galactic will be ready for a space flight. A 2014 testing accident has affected the company's timetable. A new UN report says people are happiest in Norway, Denmark, and Iceland are second and third. The United States is 14th on the list of 155 nations, down from 13th last year. The least happiest countries are the Central African Republic and Burundi. Well, there was pure joy last night in Greenville, South Carolina, a case of March Madness.
South Carolina stuns Duke. It's on to the Sweet 16 in Greenville, 88-81.
The call on Westwood One as Duke exits the NCAA basketball tournament. Michigan scored yesterday's other big upsets, bouncing another number two seed, Louisville. North Carolina, Oregon, and Kentucky survived close games to advance. S&P futures are down 3 points. With federal funding for the arts in Republican crosshairs, arts backers are doing some things today to try to show that budget cuts would be a bad idea.
At Capitol Heights Elementary School outside of Washington, the arts are integrated directly into the school curriculum.
We're looking at their learning styles. Some kids are visual learners. Some students are auditory learners. Some students are verbal. Some students need to be able to move and express what they know.
Principal Nina Lattimore says arts funding is critical.
Our job as educators is to incorporate the art, the sense of responsibility, the sense of allowing kids to just be, or students to just be, and to show what they know. And if we cut those things back, we're looking at a lifestyle of students who are just here.
Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
The new Disney live-action Beauty and the Beast won the weekend box office. It took in an estimated $170 million, a record opening for a family film rated G or PG. That's the roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.